The birthplace of the modern political campaign on this moment of Indiana history. Political campaigns can turn the nation into a veritable battleground. Perhaps it is fitting then that the place where the modern political campaign is said to have been launched is the town of Battleground, Indiana. Just outside of Lafayette, Battleground was the site of a showdown in 1811 between Shawnee Indians and American forces under the command of William Henry Harrison, then governor of the Indiana Territory. The Battle of Tippecanoe, as the conflict is remembered, effectively decimated the native stronghold and made Harrison a national hero. Old Tippecanoe, as Harrison came to be known, went on to represent Ohio in the House and the Senate before running for president on the Whig ticket in 1836. Although he lost to Martin Van Buren that year, in 1840, Harrison chose a spot at the convergence of the Wabash and the Tippecanoe Rivers to rally support for his second bid for the presidency. More than 30,000 supporters journeyed to the Tippecanoe battlefield on May 29, 1840, to join in festivities including bands, floats, copious refreshments, stump speeches, and songs, all hailing Tippecanoe and Tyler too. Promoting himself as a man of the people, Harrison and running mate John Tyler parlayed their log cabin campaign into victory. Although Harrison's White House tenure would prove fleeting, Old Tip's battlefield rally has provided the template for every campaign since. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting Holidays in the Heartland at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center. Nostalgic winter scenes and hands-on activities now through January 3rd, open to the public. Details at indianahistory.org.